listener production.
Good morning, Rod McLeod with a fresh news update. A Queensland health investigation is underway after a five-year-old boy died just 2 hours after being discharged from Logan Hospital on Sunday night. The boy, who presented at the hospital with stomach pains, was discharged at 10 p.m. and then brought back after collapsing at midnight. Police are also preparing a report for the state coroner. Drastic increases in flu cases on the Gold Coast and the rest of Queensland have made the state government act, offering free flu vaccines in pharmacies. It'll mean we'll get more access to virus protection this winter. Infection numbers have gone from 1,800 to 4,000 in just a week. Health Minister Yvette Dath says hospitalisations will also start to creep up.
We expect in the next 2 to 3 weeks that our cases will end up at least doubling. So we could end up with hospitalisations well over 400 or 500 hospital admissions, and that won't be the peak.
The full Gold Coast City Council is meeting today to discuss spending for the next financial year. Mayor Tom Tate says there'll be an emphasis on a major transport infrastructure project like the light rail expansion.
If you're going to build for the 2032 Olympics, you must well build a bit earlier and let the city enjoy the legacy early.
There's been little respite from the wet weather on the Gold Coast, with the southern end receiving most of the overnight rain. 50 millimetres has been recorded at Coolangatta, over 40 at Currumbin. Flooding is still affecting a number of Gold Coast hinterland roads, including Hardy's Road at Benogan. Remember, if it's flooded, forget it. Updating sport now, and not the news a couple of Titans players wanted ahead of the M1 derby on Friday against the Broncos. Phil Sammy and Moeki Fotuweka have been sent for scans following the side's loss to Cronulla. Sammy's got an injured left knee, Fotuweka has an ankle injury. But there is some good news. David Fifita will be given every opportunity to prove his fitness, returning from an MCL injury. Brian Kelly has also recovered from the flu. And throughout the month of June, Gold Coast kids are being encouraged to be part of the Healthy Harold 100 campaign. It's a fitness and fundraising challenge against schoolyard bullying. For radio, podcasts, music and news, download the free Listener app. Listener.